Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we're so happy you joined us today.
And I'm Marie. Today, we are going to learn a lot. Today's topic is Around Town.
And the title of our lesson is The Dragon Boat Race. The Dragon Boat Race. So, where do you go outside for fun in the summer?
I like to go to the park, and I like to go swimming at the beach. It's very fun.
Oh, that is great. Well, it is summer, and one great thing during the summer is the dragon boat race. Let's learn some more. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Rob's team won the dragon boat race. Taylor, Ben, and Susie watched the race and had a picnic. Everyone had fun. Rob is glad. Ben likes to run in the park. Linda loves to swim in the lake on hot days. Susie and Alex are biking in the park after work. Alex is also bringing a frisbee. They can invite the others to come, too. The park sounds fun.
Thank you, Marie. Well, yesterday we learned a lot about the dragon boat race. Alex and Rob were on different teams. And who had the fastest team? Rob did. Well, that must have been really fun. All our friends went to watch.
That's right. And everyone had a picnic. Everyone had fun. All right, well, right now, let's go to Christina. She will tell us about our keywords.
Hello, Rob 和 Alex 参加了龙舟比赛。结束后到场加油的同事们就在公园里野餐。野餐就是 picnic. They had a picnic at the park.当天所有的人都很尽兴很开心所以 Rob 也说 I'm glad 这个 glad 是形容词高兴开心的夏天的好天气里 Ben 喜欢跑步 Linda 喜欢在湖里游泳 She loves to swim in the lake 动词 swim 就是游泳 Alex 说他带飞盘到公园去玩飞盘就是 frisbee Alex is bringing a frisbee with him从事户外活动又健康又开心 That sounds like fun 动词 sound 表示听起来如何
That was a great race last Saturday
It was Your team did really well
Thanks Rob But your team was better Your team won Congratulations
Thanks, Alex.
The weather was great. It was perfect for the race.
Taylor, Ben, and Susie really enjoyed watching the race. I'm glad.
Yes, and they had a picnic at the park after the race.
So everyone had fun.
Last Saturday was the dragon boat race, and we had two friends in that race, Alex and Rob.
Yeah, but they were on different teams. In races or competitions, you can be on a team. A team is more than one person.
And in a race, the fastest team or the fastest person wins that race.Rob's team won the boat race, so his team was the fastest.
Congratulations, Rob! His team really did well, but Alex had fun too. Our other friends had fun watching.
Rob had fun. Alex had fun. And all our other friends had fun too. Everyone had fun! And that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
Everyone had fun.
Everyone had fun. 每个人都很开心。
How was the party?
Great!
Everyone had fun.
Did you play games?
Yes, everyone had fun.
Did you watch movies?
Yes, everyone had fun.
Sorry, I couldn't go.
That's okay. Everyone else had fun.
Yeah.
Everyone had fun.
Everyone had fun. 每个人都很开心。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Well, the weather was great last weekend. Saturday was really nice. It was perfect for the race.
It was perfect for the race. And this is a perfect sentence for Christina. Let's go to her right now.
龙舟比赛那一天的天气真的很好。Alex 说 ,It was perfect for the race. Perfect, 这个字是形容词完美的。当你说这天气对比赛而言很完美的时候，其实你要表达的是这种天气很适合用来比赛，正好。所以这种说法很适合用来表达很理想或很适合的一个状况。比如我送给你一个包包，你觉得这个包包很配你的新衣服，就可以说 It is perfect for my new dress. 或者客人来吃晚餐带了一瓶红酒来做礼物，它正好可以配今晚的牛排，我就说 It is perfect for the steak tonight.
Thank you, Christina. So this word perfect means it is exactly right.And nothing is wrong with it.
If you get a 100% score on a test, that is a perfect score. But when something is really, really good, we also use this word perfect.
That's right. Taylor, Ben, and Susie enjoyed watching the race. Rob is glad about that, but he is glad they could enjoy it too.
Now, this word glad means happy. We use it when we are happy about something. Marie, I'm glad that you could help me clean the office. Thank you.
And I'm glad I could help. So, what did our friends do during the race?
Ooh, they had a picnic. I love eating picnics. That's when you go somewhere outside to eat your lunch.
That's right. Picnics are a lot of fun. Well, I'm excited to learn more. Let's go to Conversation B.
How was your weekend, Linda?
My weekend was great, Ben. How was yours?
It was really good. I watched the dragon boat race at the lake.
That sounds like fun.
I really enjoyed it. I love going to the park.
What do you like to do at the park?
I love to run in the park. What about you?
I love to swim in the lake on hot days. Ben and Linda are talking about the weekend. A good question to ask someone when you start your conversation is, How was your weekend?
That's right. We ask this a lot on Mondays. So, how was your weekend, Marie?
Well, my weekend was okay. How was yours, Peter?
My weekend was nice. I went for a bike ride. I talked to our friends at the park when they were watching the race. It was a great day.
Wow, that sounds very nice. Okay, friends, try asking this question to a friend.Then answer by saying, My weekend was great.
You can use this question for other events too, not just the weekend. How was the movie? How was dinner?
Right. Now, Linda did not go to the dragon boat race at the lake. But when Ben tells her about it, she says, That sounds like fun.
Yeah, when you are talking with someone...We use this phrase a lot. They are telling you about something. Then you can say, that sounds fun. That sounds exciting.
You can try practicing by using lots of different words. Hey, Peter, I went shoe shopping yesterday.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah, actually, it was expensive. My shoes were, but it still was a lot of fun.
Well, I did my laundry, and I cleaned my room.
Oh, that sounds tiring.
It was. So Ben and Linda talk about things they like to do and love to do at the park. Let's practice some of these sentences.
I like to swim. I like to dance. Hey, Peter, what do you like to do?
I like to draw. I like to exercise. I like to run.
Oh.
Do you like to take breaks?
I do. Taking breaks are a lot of fun. Let's take one right now. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break. Well, our friends went for a picnic. I love picnics. I wish I could have gone.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Picnics are a lot of fun. But when the weather is very windy, it's hard to have a picnic. Your blankets are flying everywhere.
That's right. You know, you're eating outside and sometimes it doesn't go well. Well, our friends had very nice weather, so they had a nice picnic. Friends, we have one last conversation. Let's watch it together.
Hi, Alex. Are you busy after work?
I don't think so, Susie. Why?
Let's go to the park after work.
Sure. What do you want to do?
The weather outside is beautiful. Let's go biking.
Biking is fun. Maybe I can bring a frisbee too.
Sure. Let's invite the others.
Great. I can't wait.
The weather has been so nice. I think Susie wants to do something outside. So she asks Alex about it. Are you busy after work, Alex?
Alex says, I don't think so. Why? This is an interesting sentence. Let's learn more with Christina.
Susie 问 Alex, 下班后忙不忙? Alex 的回答是, I don't think so, Susie. Why? 我们来学口语中的这个 why 的说法。Why 是为什么？它在这里其实是表达为什么这样问，有什么事吗？你也可以试着用在你的英语会话中哦。我们来看例子，朋友突然问你，喜欢吃甜点吗？你回答 ,Yes, I do. Why? 我喜欢呢？怎么了？或者我问你，你要去看那部电影吗？你说 ,I'm not sure. Why? 我不确定。怎么了？有什么事吗？这个反问对方什么事的 why, 你会用了吗?
Thank you, Christina. Let's practice using this question word together. Hey, are those new shoes?
No, why?
They look nice and I've never seen them before.
Oh, why, thank you, Peter. I like them too. And are you busy tomorrow?
I don't think so. Why?
Well, I have friends visiting tomorrow. I want you to meet them.
Great. Friends, remember to practice at home. So what does Susie want to do after work? She wants to go to the park.
That sounds fun. The weather outside is beautiful, and Susie has another great idea. She says...Let's go biking.
Ooh, biking is fun. And learning is fun too, especially from Rebecca. Let's go to her right now and learn more about our grammar today.
Hello, friends. Today, We're going to have lots of fun. Why? Well, we're going to learn a new grammar point. Today, we are going to use the gerund, which is a verb used as a noun in a sentence. Here are some examples. Biking, that's the gerund, is so much fun. And you can also say swimming is good exercise, or exercising is important. Great job! Now you're ready to use it! Thank you, Rebecca. So let's try practicing with some of the words we are learning this month. I have a list of them right here. Swim. Okay. Swimming is fun. But swimming is also tiring.
That's right. We're using that action as a thing. Swim is the action, the thing we do, but then we call it swimming. So that is now a thing, and we can talk about it. Okay, complain. So complaining is bad. We should be thankful for things.
That's right. Shopping. Shopping is very fun.
Ooh, I have one last one. Fixing. Fixing things is very important, but sometimes difficult.
That was fun. And reviewing our key words is also fun. Let's review together.
Okay, here's our first key word. Picnic. Picnic. Do we have enough food for a picnic?
Glad. Glad. You won first place. I'm so glad.
Swim. Swim. Are there fish swimming in the lake?
Frisbee. Frisbee. Throw the frisbee to Dave.
Sound. Sound. The music sounds beautiful. Okay, friends, I know you can practice those keywords at home. Keep it up. But now we need to review our conversations. We can watch them together.
That was a great race last Saturday.
It was. Your team did really well.
Thanks, Rob. But your team was better. Your team won. Congratulations.
Thanks, Alex.
The weather was great. It was perfect for the race.
Taylor, Ben, and Susie really enjoyed watching the race. I'm glad.
Yes, and they had a picnic at the park after the race.
So everyone had fun.
How was your weekend, Linda?
My weekend was great, Ben. How was yours?
It was really good. I watched the dragon boat race at the lake.
That sounds like fun.
I really enjoyed it. I love going to the park.
What do you like to do at the park?
I love to run in the park. What about you?
I love to swim in the lake on hot days.
Hi, Alex. Are you busy after work?
I don't think so, Susie. Why?
Let's go to the park after work.
Sure. What do you want to do?
The weather outside is beautiful. Let's go biking.
Biking is fun. Maybe I can bring a frisbee, too.
Sure. Let's invite the others.
Great. I can't wait.
Row, row, row your boat.
You know, the dragon boat races were great.
Yeah, everyone had fun.
And I cheered for my favorite team.
Yeah, did they win?
No, but I still had fun.
Good. And now we're going on a picnic.
That's right. We're going to the park.
We can swim.
We can eat.
We can bike.
We can eat.
We can run.
We can eat and eat and eat.
Sounds fun. Don't forget to bring the frisbee.
Ooh, good idea. I can use it as a plate when I eat.
And eat and eat and eat.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about, well, I'm not sure. I don't have a question or a guest. Does anyone know what's going on?
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Peter. What are you doing here?
Well, I thought today I would have a question for you, and I wanted to come and ask it myself.
Okay, what is your question?
Today's lesson is all about Dragon Boat Festival. You know a lot about Chinese culture. Can you tell us about the history of Dragon Boat Festival?
Sure, great question. People celebrate Dragon Boat Festival on the fifth day of the fifth month of the lunar calendar.
Oh, the lunar calendar. So Dragon Boat Festival is on a different day each year on a regular calendar.
That's right. It is a day that people remember a man named Qu Yuan.
Well, what's so special about Qu Yuan?
He was a poet. He loved his country very much. When some enemies took over his country and destroyed it, Qu Yuan became very sad and jumped in a river.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Yes, when people heard what Qu Yuan had done, they rowed boats into the river to find him. But Qu Yuan was never found.
So Dragon Boat Festival is a day people remember this famous poet?
That's right.
Well, that's really interesting. Thanks for answering my question, Rob. I learned a lot today, and I hope you learned a lot today too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Hey, that's what I'm supposed to say.
Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. We got to talk about fun things to do during the summer. Marie, what is something you like to do during the summer?
Well, I like going out at night, especially in the summer days when the nights are very nice.
That's right. It can be hot during the day, but at night you can go outside with friends and maybe go eat or something like that.
That's right. And you know what else I like to do at night? I like to play with my frisbee.
Oh, a light-up frisbee so you can see it during the night. That's fun. You can play with it in the park. I love playing frisbee.
Oh, well, maybe we could play together one day. But for now, we're out of time. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.